one point of concentration.
اما جالبش برای من این هستش که جالبیش یعنی تمرکزش با اینکه خیلی تیزه قبلا یکم ترس داشتم، فکر میکردم من که already تمرکز ندارم چجوری میتونم تو این راه تمرکز داشته باشم، ولی احساس میکنم تمرکزش خیلی کامینگه، یعنی خودش مثل اون
آرام بخش،
آرام بخشه، همه چی رو میکشه و میبره، یعنی اون
سورده
مثل شمشیر حقیقت.
آره.
تمرکز همه چی رو هم کامینگه، همین که همینجور قطع میکنه همه چی رو میبره، حقیقت ریالیتیشو میگیره. بخشید فارسی میکنه.
Before when I was concentrating I had fear of not being able to concentrate and or not being able to do it
in this path.
Now when I do that, when I do that sharp one-pointedness, it's very calming experience, and it's like the sword that cuts through whatever covers the tooth.
Yes. Okay, Sarojan, you go with your question.
Okay, it's going to be in English if that's okay.
Yeah.
My question is about the relationship between the parent and the children, and parents telling children what to do, what not to do, who to be, who not to be. And the situation was last week, Ava came to me and she said, I was at the playground and so-and-so hit me.
Uh-huh.
My friend hit me. And I kind of didn't know what to say, because in a lot of situations, parents will say, well, hit them back, or say this, or do this. And what I did tell her, I said, just tell them that it wasn't nice, and then not to do it again. But I want to know what would be the right answer.
بچم اومد و به من گفت که دیگه من از مدرسه زدی، و معمولا پدر مادر جوابی که میدن اوتوماتیکلی اینه که میگن خب تو هم بزنش، ولی من بهش گفتم نه، برو بهش بگو این کار خوبی نبود تو کردی، و اساسی ها میگفتن که بهترین راه برخورد با یه همچین مسائلی چیه.
اوکی، وقتی که بچه بین سن یک سالگی تو موقعی که کلاس اول میره، پناهش فقط مادرشه، و اگر جایی هستی که اتفاق افتاده، you take it in your hand، تو میری جلو میگی که به من نشون بده، من بهت میگم چیکار کن، به آوا میگی بیا ببین من با چجوری حرف میزنم، تو ببین چجوری، چون آوا خیلی جذب میکنه، تو میری یا با مادره یا به بچه میگی که عزم موضوع چیه، کاری کرده این بچه که تو اذیتش کردی، و یه جوری صلح آمیز اینه تمام میکنی. تا سن 6 سالگی که بعد به سه برن، همونطور که گفتم you have to do more, it's not enough for her, it's too much responsibility for her at this time, and she doesn't know how to deal with it. You have to put the example for her. After that you don't have to worry about it. She knows. By the time she gets to the first grade, she knows what to do. Does it make sense to
it
you?
It does. So in this situation, Vakti, when she came to me and said this happened, what would have been the right response?
Well, any response you give is your child is the right one. But what I would do, I would say who and where.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get to the bottom of it in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And very amicable, I would solve it so she can learn by my example. Uh-huh. And then later on, when she goes to school, you can say, remember, we always did that. Now you know what to do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Otherwise, it'll too much responsibility.
Okay. So, میگن که تا موقعی که این بچه یک سالشه، از یک سالگی تا موقعی که کلاس اول میره، تنها پناه بچه فقط مادرشه. So, from first grade, I mean, from first year until first grade, the only place the child has, can go to is the mother. So then if something happens, the mom has to go forward and take care of the situation and make it a calm, peaceful situation. Then after 6 years of age and when the child goes to first grade, the child knows. The child knows, and you know, just trust in God. that the child knows. But before that, باید به صورت خیلی دوستانه و صلح‌آمیز این مسائل رو با بچه‌تون بین این کسی که اتفاق میفته حل کن. این مسئولیت مادره تا 6 سالگی.
اوکی برمیگردیم به ایران. سوال و یا شیرینگی شب. Do you have anything to say, honey?
سلام شکرم.
سلام شب عزم.
بله دادی به داشته میخواستم بگم که الان قصه خیلی برای من عوض شد. ولی اولی چیز که دیگه قصه من از گرفته توی دلم نشسته این بود که وقتی بچه گم همون کودک گم میشه حالا تخصیلی که چطوری گم شد اینجا این درد خدا این برای من خیلی مثل همون سنگی که برای مسی افتاد اون روز این سنگ برای من افتاد یعنی خداوند هیچ در روزی به من there's no scorecard. He loves. The only pain that exists is the pain of me not knowing that my plate is always full. This love meant that that was the love that was possible, and it was a love that I never, it was a color in a rainbow that I had never seen.
Beautiful.